Fresh Takes. Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum Pikachu. We don't evolve, we just level up. Here with Meme to talk Daredevil, Born Again, episodes 3 and 4, because we didn't get to episode 3. Episode 3 is called The Hollow of His Hand. Episode 4 is called Sic Semper Systema. It's an interesting, I didn't see what it was called. But yeah, those are the two episodes we're talking about. The first one is more or less the trial of White Tiger. The fourth one is the return of Frank Castle.
Yes.
And, all right, so we did the first two episodes. What's your thoughts on, like, the first two episodes compared to, like, these two episodes?
Well, like I was saying right before we started, I feel like the show definitely, like, slowed down a lot.
It did.
I don't necessarily think it's like a detriment to the overall show, but like these last two episodes were definitely just a lot slower paced than the first two.
Yeah, it's so hard when you watch like the first episode. The first 15 minutes are just nonstop, crazy one shot action with, you know, you have Daredevil, you have Bullseye. And these last three episodes, or these last two, like the third episode is literally just more or less courtroom drama, all in kind of one place. And this one was a little bit here or there, but it's just more, there wasn't any action sequences. I had, like, when I was reviewing it in the head and trying to just, like, going through, I'm like, okay, what did happen? I'm like, there is no fight scene in these last two episodes, which is okay. It's fine. But definitely slower. But let's get into what happened. Episode 3, The Hollow of His Hand, what happened? Hector / White Tiger is on trial for the murder of a policeman that he did not murder. The whole thing was an accident, kind of. He saw two cops jump a dude, but they weren't cops at the time. He just saw two men jump the dude. He went to more or less kind of save the day, and he ended up fighting these two guys. One of the guys tripped and fell, gets hit by a subway, a really fast oncoming subway. I still don't know if that's normal in New York or not.
Terrifying.
It seems like lots of accidents waiting to happen. And then we get turned, one of them is a cop, White Tiger gets arrested, and now he's in trial. Nicky Torres is escorted to trial. He is the guy who witnessed, in episode 2, cops were going after Nicky Torres. He managed to escape thanks to Matt Murdock, who then more or less was about to get executed by these really shady cops for helping with Nikki's escape. And Matt beats them relentlessly and gets started with the idea of maybe he should come back as Daredevil. Anyway, to this episode, Nicky Torres is escorted to trial. Cherry, not Mike, is in a fake truck while Torres arrives by taxi. The cops are trying to stop Cherry, and they expertly are like, nope, we have a plan. Fisk's territory is being run over while rival gangs are fighting over his void. Fisk believes they should take each other out while Vanessa wants to send someone to calm them down. Torres commits perjury and lies because, for reasons we're not sure of,
presumably some sort of police intimidation or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like he stared up, everyone's staring back at him, and he's just like, yeah, I didn't see a thing. Which, odd. Matt makes a wild move and calls out Hector as White Tiger without asking anyone, just randomly makes this move. Trial proceeds despite potentially a mistrial.
Hmm.
Through witnesses, White Tucker is able to move the jury, and he is then deemed innocent. Matt's play worked. Fist then denounces the results, and while on patrol, White Tiger is then killed by a man
executed.
Wearing the Punisher's emblem. And yes, executed, one shot to the temple, dead.
Magic. After all that.
After all that.
A whole long episode, and then just dead.
Dead. In episode 4, Sic Semper Systema, Angela.
Say that 5 times fast.
Sic Semper Systema. Sic Semper Systema. Sic Sep. Dad. I can't. I struggle with normal words. All right. Angela, probably the second White Tiger. She's the White Tiger in the comics. I don't know her name. I do know her. White Tiger, Hector's niece, does become White Tiger.
White Tiger.
And so as soon as I saw her, like, my uncle's in there. I'm like, oh, I know what they're doing. Anyway, yeah. Moving on. She demands to see Hector's body. Matt comforts her, says that the killer will be brought to justice. Who will that be, Matt? Matt, who will that be? We all know who it's going to be. Fisk and Vanessa talk about their affairs with Adam. Therapist then asks Vanessa if she feels safe around Wilson. Fisk then reveals the plan to build a port and avoid bureaucracy altogether, saying that the red tape isn't for me. We're going to get this done. We're going to make things work. Daniel leaks a bunch of info about union busting to BB while drunk. 7 shots in, as she's more or less trying to convince him to, you know, keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Fisk, through a really boring recital with a bunch of kids just very off pitch.
Can you imagine how awkward that'd be on both sides, to be like the kids just singing to one person staring at you, or him just staring at all these kids singing at him?
And it's just,
I was cringing the whole time. Yeah,
I was too. But yeah, cancel the plans. Someone has leaked information on him union busting. Daniel admits that he did it, but he didn't do it because he wanted to. He did it accidentally because he was super drunk. Says that he doesn't care what happens to him. He is loyal to Fisk through and through. And Fisk is even more impressed with Daniel, does not fire him. Matthew Murdock is on the scene. He investigates the murder scene and somehow finds the bullet casing, surprisingly, with the Punisher's logo. Matt
seems very not Punisher.
Matt then finds Frank somehow.
Yeah.
And I ask he was him,
like, following the trail of the bullet or something, but it doesn't make any sense if it led him to him. Because he just, like, knew he was there the whole time.
I don't know. Matt finds Frank. They talk. Matt asks him, is this his bullet? They have a conversation. Things get heated. Frank eventually yells at Red for not killing Bullseye, for not getting revenge for his friend. They depart after a very tense scene. Fisk has a meal in front of his imprisoned Adam in a really cool base.
Yeah.
And Muse makes his appearance on the show while draining the blood of one of his victims. And that is what happened.
Yes.
Brandon. Thoughts, man.
I mean, my first thing is I'm not, I'm enjoying the show, but mm-hmm. I do feel like there's been a lot of Fisk and Vanessa relationship things that I'm not super invested into. And it feels like it kind of slows down quite a bit every time that comes up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with these two episodes. I watched this YouTube video that was like talking how much they really love episode three, and I'm just like, I usually agree with you on most of these, but I didn't feel episode three. I didn't think it was that good of a courtroom drama. I wasn't that intrigued by it, and it just felt really soon. Six Emperor Systema. I loved Jon Bernthal's like performance. I loved that scene. That was, I think, a very well acted scene. Writing wise, I was kind of confused by Matt. And I think in general, Matthew Murdock's character is just kind of out there. I don't quite grasp his motivations. So I don't mind the two last two episodes, but just overall, I'm kind of like, it seems like it just dropped a little bit in quality. And I think maybe it's the slower pacing, maybe it's the lack of action. I don't know.
I'm assuming that, especially since the next week is we get two episodes right on Tuesday, that things are probably about to kick off and it's going to get turned up quite a bit, is what I'm assuming.
I hope so. I hope that
And this is kind of the calm before the storm.
because like the ratings of the show is they have it as a masterpiece. And right now, after watching these last two episodes, the last 2 weeks, I'm just like, I don't see it right now. I don't like I seen it
Not
the
yet.
first two episodes, but I'm like these two episodes, I'm like it's okay. It might be the third or fourth best season of Daredevil if you can count it all together. But I'm like, I masterpiece. It just feels like we moved really, really quick. Let's get into the segment. I got some questions. My first question is, what happened between episode two and episode three? And when I,
Like, okay, go ahead.
like, what I mean by that is, like, episode two left off in this really cool place where Matt just beat the shit out of these two cops and brutally, like he brutalized them. And it was a point where he didn't want to be this person again, but he was more or less forced to be this person in this moment. And we never really get the fallout of it. We got none of it. We immediately skipped ahead to Matt being in the courtroom. We didn't get the drama of like, oh, hey, I just revealed myself to these cops. I am now a person that they might want to take out because, like,
I'm on their radar, yeah.
but we didn't get any of that drama. We don't get any of
I mean,
that.
there's like the little talk between him and the one cop in the hallway
Yep.
in the last episode or whatever, but yeah, like ultimately it seems weirdly inconsequential
Yeah.
so far.
And it's just one of those. I wish to see more. I wish I would have saw that connection. It felt very quick, abrupt. And this show moves at this like weird pace of like it kind of just skips through time a lot, and we kind of don't see those connecting pieces, which is fine. It's fine if a show does that, but like when we get. It's based off the like Netflix series, and that show very much connected a lot of things. It was a very slowly paced show. It connected a lot of things, but it was fine, right? It was like we get a glimpse of a week for Daredevil. Whereas like this show, we're getting like an overview over like a course of a year or a couple of years, which is overall fine. It's just if you got to see the, like the falling the fallings of what happened after that night. We didn't get that. So, and it could be fine. The season's not ruined from it, but I'm like
No, I feel that exactly.
All right, question number two. Why is Matt Murdock so bad in court?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like even though they're like portraying him as this hyper lawyer now, somehow seems like he's gotten worse than he was in the Netflix series.
Yeah, like he's just getting his ass kicked, it feels like. And that maybe not his ass is getting kicked into court, but he just feels like he's getting outplayed. And yeah, he won. But the thing that I'm like most confused by is he found this witness. He got his witness there, but like his strategy wasn't overly unique. He just did a couple a different vehicle. It's like, okay, he planned for it, but it wasn't like this brilliant, like you knew what.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay. He gets the court, and then his witness immediately is like, ah, I didn't see anything. It's just like, how did he get this played?
Yep.
And we don't see the how. We don't see who's playing him. It's just we see Matt getting played. Like, we're told, we see through his job, he is well paid, that he's this really good
Successful.
lawyer. Like, Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad. We see Jimmy McGill. We see Better Call Saul, like, just owning his shit in court. Like, you look at him, you're like, holy shit, how is he not, like, a top-end lawyer? Whereas Matt, I'm like, I don't see it. I don't see him being that great of a lawyer. His. Oh, wait for that. No. We'll keep with the courtroom stuff. Is Matt right for outing White Tiger?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That maybe it doesn't matter anymore. But
Or am I in?
I guess, yeah, maybe that could be why he got killed. I mean, to not let him make that decision himself after getting excluded from the first place seems kind of crazy.
I think it's like just the unethical bull. I think it was a real bullshit move of his. I enjoy Matt Murdock, but that move, I kind of like somewhat lost respect for him. He could have at least took a recess. He could have done something like, hey, crazy play here. We need to do it. Like, unless you want to
Probably
spend your
just.
life in jail, like, there's no White Tiger regardless. You're either in jail or we do this. But no, he's just like,
Made that choice for him,
like, he's White Tiger. It's like, dude, like, out of all the fucking people,
yeah, kind of chose, yeah, chose for him essentially, like, didn't give him a chance.
and whether or not that's the reason why he died, it seems like that's the reason why he died. And yeah, it's awesome that he got him out, but really, I feel like this should have been a mistrial because he was the one who was like, hey, one, no one else knew he was White Tiger. There was no evidence. He's the one who brought it to the court and was like, hey, he's White Tiger. Let's not use this. And they're like, oh, bullshit. And then he's like, okay, he is White Tiger. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll just go with it. It's like, it was just a really weird scene.
Dirty pool, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a really, like, watching Breaking Bad, watching Better Call Saul, watching those, like, courtroom scenes, and they're not completely accurate, but then watching this courtroom scene, it just felt, off. And of course, TV doesn't always get courtroom drama correctly. It's not always accurate, but just I don't know. It was harder for it to be believable. Okay. Is Fisk's storyline leading to something bigger, or is this just filler? And of
Yeah,
course, we
I
have
hope it's
episode
going to
four now.
some, yeah. I hope it's going to something bigger. I mean, I wonder, I don't know, he's in such a weird place. I don't know if like he's gonna end up being the main villain again. I mean, they did kind of in the last episode that shot at the end of like him going back down into his dungeon where Adam was at the same time as Daredevil going back up into his dojo and grabbing out one of his staff things. Kind of showed that like these are two halves kind of thing, which implied that they were gonna be the ones going at it in the end. So,
Ooh, I didn't even think of that. Good on you, man.
yeah. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I mean, I mean, they're both gonna slip back into their old ways, right? That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think there's something gonna happen to Heather. Look, Matt dating Heather being the therapist for both of them. somehow, some way, that's gonna, it has to come together, and that's gonna have to be a source of some conflict. I think it's obvious, which is why it's just so, what's going on with the writing here? Why do I care that Vanessa cheated on Wilson? Why does Wilson care? Like, he's been gone out of it. He's been more or less, he left her alone.
See them talk about it for an hour in this
Yeah.
8 hour long show.
And it wasn't like, I don't know, it wasn't that interesting to me. It was just like, hey, I love you. You cheated on me. Yada, 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 yada. And it was about that interesting. And I'm like, there's some chance for some really juicy stuff. And Vincent D'Onofrio is a pretty good actor. Like, he could probably break down in some emotion, but it just feels like more or less filler. Like, I know it's leading somewhere, but I'm like, it feels like filler.
I had the urge to pick up my phone every time to cut back to them in the therapy room. So
And
that's not a
dude,
good sign.
like, I think therapy could be really, really interesting. Like The
I think,
Sopranos.
yeah, part of it is probably because they're like lying to themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not that if like they're actually like talking openly about the stuff they had going on, it would be a lot more interesting. But
Yeah.
just like this superficial bull crap that we don't care about just feels very meh.
Like, if one of those two like broke down, or if they both broke down, and we got some like actual really good insight into both Wilson or Vanessa, I think that would be amazing. I think that would have been a good moment. Like, I don't mind the story choice. I think the execution is just boring. I'm bored. I don't know.
I agree.
Maybe it's just me being in the field of psychology, wanting
Yeah,
a little bit more on that side of things. Right, White Tiger. Innocent, believable. Did Matt do a good job selling the story of White Tiger?
I mean,
Did we give him credit here for that, at least?
they showed nice things, even having the cops' testimonies and stuff too about them. Definitely help paint it in a different light. And it did go to show, they were jurors are people. They're not cops and stuff like that. So it does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe like a manslaughter charge or something, but
Yeah, like
still.
hey, his fight with these cops led to the death type of thing. Maybe, probation, something like that. Yeah.
But didn't matter anyways.
White Tiger dies. Is Matt to blame? Let's ask this for real. Do we blame Matt here?
I mean, he did tell him that he can't go. Well, I don't know. That's tough. Because, I mean, he did tell, he warned him he couldn't go out as White Tiger anymore. But at the same time, he was the one that took that away from him. And then he also made the point, just like for Matt as Daredevil, that, like that is who he is. Denying that part of himself, so
You know what
I
I
there's
wish?
definitely some culpability.
Yeah. I agree. He deserves majority of the blame. I think Hector does deserve blame for the choice that he made, because his, identity was out there. But then again, it might have not have mattered anyway. I wish we would have saw Hector's like perspective a little bit more, because like all we saw was him walk out in the White Tiger suit and getting shot, and I'm like, I wish I would have like knew the why, like him maybe getting started, him like explaining, nope, I'm going back because this is what I need to do, just a little bit like the life of White Tiger.
Yeah. It would have been a little more impactful, I think. We would have got a little more time to see what, he was doing.
Oh, I kind of want to do. All right, so I have like a. I'm going to do a segment in a segment. I could have done it better. This episode would have been a lot better if they would have started out with a flash forward of the White Tiger getting ready in the morning, or getting ready to go out at night, and showing him like putting his suit on, putting the white amulet, how he gets his powers, and him maybe like in action a little bit, and then we go into court, right? And we don't know if it's a flash forward, if it's a flashback, but we got to see that beginning part, right? And then we get to see the whole court scene. Of course, in this, if I were to do this episode, I would also have the whole, like, what happened to Matt? But if we're going to stick to the idea of it, it's just the courtroom drama, right? Start with that. Move forward to the whole courtroom drama. Have Matt not be a dick. Actually have him, like, ask, you know, don't ruin his character for... I blame bad writing.
For no reason. Yeah. Because, I mean, he definitely could have just asked, and he could have been like, yeah, I can't spend the rest of my life in prison. Mm-hmm. You know?
And then, like, we get the after shot of, like, oh, we're continuing on from a flash forward, and then we see White Tiger die. I feel like that would have been a lot more impactful. Because, like, when he died, it was like, okay.
I mean, I kind of saw it coming by the time that it got to that point. The music, sad music's playing and everything, and it's showing mm-hmm. it. It was, like, definitely broadcasting that something bad was about to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas, I think, like, your idea, it would at least had that moment in the beginning where you're like, oh, he's, you know, maybe he does get out, he's free, and, you know, we're going to see more of him, and then have it at the end would have been more impactful.
Yeah, like, all right, Punisher or Punisher copycat, I think we kind of, episode 4, I know I wrote this before episode 4, it seems like it's a Punisher copycat. But yeah, that's totally the Punisher chest. Like, that's the emblem.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely got the Punisher skull on his. But like I said, even with, like, the bullet casing with the Punisher, I guess this is technically, like, maybe, you know, different continuity, not exactly the same continuation of the Netflix series and stuff.
I think it is.
But if that's true, then there ain't no way that the Punisher from that show would ever put little Punisher logos on his bullet casings.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's not something that he would do. So.
And you would know. You just watched the Punisher.
I just watched it, yeah. No way.
All right. Episode 4. I got some questions. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't Angela a part of the show prior?
His niece?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I assume... See, I'm kind of hoping that they don't do anything with her now.
Same.
Just because there's been so little. They don't just, like, try to force her into the suit at the end or whatever with the amulet.
But that's what this felt like. It was just forcing this, oh, the comic book people would know. And it's like, but, if she was, let's say if her niece, like, lived with them, right? And she was, like, an active member of the family. And you got to see wife with niece, and you got to see that connection. I think this would have been a way better scene. But just a random person showing up and Matt being like, yo, it's okay. Yeah. I'm here to comfort you. It's just like, it's so...
Forced.
Forced, but it just feels shallow. Like, I don't care. There's no emotion here. Are we getting another White Tiger? Because that's what this move feels like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe eventually. I hope she seems so young to be a hero in this.
Kid
specifically,
Avengers.
Yeah, well, specifically in this show. Like, I don't think it fits the vibe for there to be some, like, 15-year-old
I thought that too.
Hero.
She should at least be a teenager if we're going to, like, introduce her. Because I like the idea of, like, oh, this Matt mentoring a young vigilante and that storyline kind of, like, coming into play, because I feel like Matt would be like, oh, I got him killed. She's not going to stop. Maybe I should mentor her. I think that would be really cool.
But she seems so young. Yeah.
That and, like, they just kind of threw her in there. And I'm like, you could have at least do it a little bit better. Another question that I'm like, all right, we already answered this. How invested are you in the therapy parts with Wilson Fisk and Vanessa? Little to none. All right, what level of a nerve did you have when Wilson slowly smiled when Daniel was, like, confessing his loyalty and love to him?
Yeah.
Because it went from, like, the stern, like,
Yeah, he just slowly came around.
Yeah, that little like, no matter what I do, this guy's got my back. He's a dumbass. He better not fuck up again, but like, I can trust him.
Do anything I tell him to.
Man, I just think of our current political state and all the people surrounding that particular person, and I was disgusted just watching this. I'm like, yeah. But just the look of the advisor, and just the way
Yeah,
he's like
the
looking at
genuine
her,
like concern
like,
that
oh,
like this doesn't feel good. Maybe I
you.
am working for somebody that did do all these things that he was accused of.
Maybe I'm working with someone who'd rather have people who tells him what he wants rather than someone who's going to give him actual good advice. Reminds me a little bit of like Homelander season 4-ish a little bit, you know? Just a little bit. All right. BB. She's totally getting targeted by Fisk,
Now,
right?
yeah.
Like, yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
I will say I'm glad that she shifted gears. I was worried that she was going to be like a Fisk fanboy or fangirl, I should say, after the first part.
I was
But
never worried.
yeah, I'm glad that that wasn't the case.
I'm liking your storyline. I'm liking her little bits of the show. I think it's it's a good way to get the community feel. This is where I'm going to give the show props because this show is like kind of a mixed bag for me right now. I really like her aspect of it. I like getting that community feel. I like getting those little snapshots of like people interviewing with her.
Hearing what people on the streets are thinking.
Yeah, and like having that perspective also being a character in BB and one that's like Ben Ulrich. And it feels like Ben Ulrich. It feels like Ben Ulrich in the comics. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying this conflict that she's going to have with Fisk moving forward and that this in with Daniel.
Are you
So,
moving your chair behind you?
am I moving my chair behind you?
Behind you, your Superman cape was just bouncing up and down.
Yeah, that's my cat.
Okay. Just making sure you're not capturing some live ghosts on camera right now.
I will say, as a black cat, there's a lot of moments where I'm like, why is that random door moving? Oh, it's my cat. Okay.
See, that's nice because then if anything weird does happen, you can just also blame it on the cat. Like, you hear some stuff, it's just been the cat.
Yes, my cat is in here. She's snuck in. Or I don't
Okay.
even know. Yeah, she was just in here. She was hiding, didn't realize.
Little concerned, make sure somebody's not about to pop out from around the corner and like murder you or something while
Well, it
I'm
is.
recording our podcast.
Call 911. Who's
Oh, God.
911?
All right, sorry. Derailed.
Right, Frank is back. Are we happy that he's back?
Of course, I'm happy that he's back. It
Dude.
is a little sad to see him in that state, though, to
Little
know
bit.
that after the end of Punisher, I guess season two, because that's the last time we see him, that he's basically just gone underground and just got addicted to pills or something.
Yeah. I feel like he's in my mind there's like a side story. He did something somewhere that they're just not showing. I didn't know how happy I was gonna be when John Bernthal was like back. Because he's the best thing about the last two episodes. Just by far. His acting, his emotion, the back and forth between him and Matt Murdock. Just straight up, that was my favorite part of the last two episodes. It was just really,
Absolutely.
really, really good. I'm really excited for him to be back, and I want to see more of him. So Frank finally got a chance to, okay, started going on the chair. Animals, man. All right, so Matt Murdock accuses Frank. Are you the one behind this? And Frank doesn't necessarily deny it, but he's just like, what do you like? No, or like, what do you think? Like, it's not
Are you
me.
really asking me that? Yeah.
Yeah, we believe him, right? Like, is that all we
Yeah.
need?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that he's the one that killed White Tiger. Why would he kill White Tiger? He's definitely not working for Fisk. We know that much.
Right. Is Frank right, though, when it comes to Matt? Should have Matt killed Bullseye in that moment? Because, I mean, technically he tried,
Yeah,
but he
I mean,
didn't straight up, like,
he
go
didn't
out of his way to
confirm
make
the
him dead.
kill. Yeah, he didn't confirm the kill. I don't know. That's tough. That's down that line.
That's the invincible question, right? Is it the ethical thing to do to kill him, or is it the
Yeah.
ethical thing to let him live?
But we're also talking about somebody that's like an invincible. We're talking about like super powered beings that are
True.
capable of
True.
destroying planets. Whereas we're talking about Bullseye, who is definitely capable of a lot of murder, but realistically could be held behind bars for the rest of his life without any instance. I know we're talking about a comic book prison, but at the same time,
I'm just thinking about the last time I read a comic book with Bullseye in it, and he just straight up massacres like hundreds of people in New York City, just starts straight up shooting people on the street. There's also like clones of Bullseye, which was like, it's just really confusing part of it.
Okay.
But like, Bullseye can do a lot of fucking shit. And I think the question, there's a question of like, maybe the, because like, if Bullseye gets out, he's coming back. And it's like the whole Joker question of like, should he have killed him? I think like, for Matt, it obviously broke him. It broke Daredevil, because that's something he would never do, and he wanted to, very much like Mark and Invincible. And then Frank is weirdly like Oliver here, weirdly like Omni-Man. He should have killed him. They have two different philosophies, and I like that they hinted back at it. Like, Frank's all about killing the bad people. They're done. They're being punished. They can't come back to hurt. And Matt is about putting him into the system. And I like the argument. I stopped him. I let justice handle it. But it doesn't fix Matt. It doesn't help Matt. And for Frank, I mean, his whole thing is just put him in the ground. It's an interesting dilemma, and it's always going to be an interesting dilemma. That's those two. Is Daredevil born yet? Because I'm getting bored.
I'm thinking that I'm assuming that at the end of this episode, with him practicing with his stuff again, that means that he's coming out of retirement.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I didn't expect. Yeah, I mean, we're already halfway through the season, right? There's only eight
Yeah,
episodes.
I believe so,
So
yes.
we've only seen him in costume one time in the first four episodes.
Yep.
So.
Oh, we have 5 episodes left. It's
Oh,
nine.
okay. So it's a little bit better, but I think it's time to, like, let's get going here. That's
Let's
how I
get the
feel.
gloves off. Let's
Yeah.
get going. Muse. He made his appearance. He's
Yes.
draining bodies. He has the
Very
full comic book
reminiscent
look.
of season two of Daredevil with the hand or whatever,
Little
kidnapping
bit.
people and
Yep.
stealing their blood.
Yep. A lot of retread here.
Yeah.
Are we excited that we got a villain?
I'm excited to see somebody new, that's for sure.
I'm just
I
like, we got
mean,
a villain.
I w like ironically the Netflix shows, like their strongest and weakest points, I feel like are their villains.
Yeah.
So
They only really had three villains. Hand, Punisher, well, I guess Punisher is an anti-hero, but
Yeah, he
Fisk,
kind of played as a villain.
Bullseye, Hand. Hand was just a group of thugs
Generic ninjas.
that was like excited for the moment, but overstayed their welcome very, very much so. I wish they would have like just expanded more of a villain of the week here or there. Like, hey,
Yeah.
this villain is doing this. Daredevil stops him for an episode, and then it kind of you know.
And then we just, yeah, move on. Maybe comes back later.
Like,
Yeah.
I mean, Invincible does that, you know. There's that villain that kind of ties in at the end, the one that we kind of expected, but every episode we get a different antagonist moving forward. And I don't necessarily need that for Daredevil. I just wish there was more villains at play. Because
I
right
agree.
now it's Fisk, it's a bunch of cops, Bullseye made an appearance, but now we got someone new, Muse. What's it going to be like? Who knows? All right,
Not I.
ratings
Yes.
for episode 3 and episode 4. How are you feeling about the third one?
Like a 3, maybe 3-.
I'm putting it 3- territory.
Yeah.
Not a
It's
fan.
kinda,
Wasn't a fan.
yeah. I didn't hate it, but it didn't make me like super hyped to keep watching.
A 3- isn't a bad score. It's a score for some shows. It's actually a high mark for them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad episode. It's just one of those episodes that just makes me question the quality of writing. It makes me the question of, like, narratively, do you guys know what you're doing? 'Cause we just jump into this courtroom scene and it just feels like we did a courtroom scene. It didn't feel like we tried to do something new, or we tried to add on to or make it better than the Netflix series or anything. It just more or less,
We
it
didn't get
just
to
felt
really
like.
see any of the like. That's one thing I was missing too, is we didn't get to see any of the like behind the scenes, like lawyery stuff that we normally
Yeah.
do, really. Like in the old show, like them trying to figure out what to do and making plans and stuff. It was all just kind of really obvious and thrown out there.
It just felt like obligatory, and it was just okay. And just the lack of connection from episode 2, just overall, just the overall feel, just felt like, okay, we did all this for nothing. Yeah. All right, Sic Semper Systema.
Say that 5 times
No,
fast.
we tried that already. I failed at 3.
I like this one better. I
I
mean, it
do.
had Punisher in it. That helped a lot. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable about like a 3+.
I said 4-, but I think that was too high. I think 3+ area.
Yeah, I think a solid 3+.
I think the 4- for the Punisher scene, and maybe like the last like 10 minutes with the Punisher, with Fisk, and then
And
with seeing
Muse.
Muse. I'm like, that's
Yep.
a 4-. I'm like, it's borderline great there,
Yeah,
but
but the
everything
first half of the
else.
episode. Yeah. With a
It's
lot of
just,
therapy and really drug it down.
it's like, I'm gonna say 3. It was good. It was fine.
Yeah.
It had a high mark. I can't say the episode was great.
I'll remember the Punisher scene, but that's about it.
And we might forget it if we get a lot more good Punisher scenes.
Right.
Because, like, it kind of felt like an overlap from season 2.
Yeah.
The whole philosophy, you should kill them, not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most valuable character from episode 3.
I
I give
mean,
it to one person, one person only.
what, Hector?
Rest in peace, my man. You deserve better.
Yeah, I
Matt was
agree.
second, but I'm like, nah, he kind of fucked up pretty big in this one.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to put for most valuable villain. I just put cops.
Yeah, because there really hasn't, the antagonist has not really been made known to us yet. Because
No.
even like the cop whole thing, like we know that there's some shady thing going down, but we have no idea who's in charge of it or what their plans are, what they're trying to accomplish.
Let's talk more about that afterwards. I think I know what it is. I think I know.
Okay.
Right. NBC for the fourth episode.
Punisher.
Yeah, it's Frank Castle. It's
Yep.
really it's
He
John
stole it.
Bernthal.
Yeah.
Like, he just his performance is like
Yep.
the reason why I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
MVP for the fourth episode.
Muse.
Honestly, I'm giving it to Fisk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. At the end there, I did enjoy
there's
that.
There's two scenes. The one with Daniel, which Vincent D'Onofrio in that scene, fucking amazing. His facial expressions, as I was explaining, like just that anger to that devilish grin. Very good. Muse gets an honorable mention because he shows up.
Yeah.
The villain of the show finally shows up in episode 4.
I'm hopeful.
Yes.
I'm very curious to see what they're doing.
Okay, let's talk mysteries, though. Okay, we have some mysteries. Maybe a new segment. We got to figure out what to call mysteries. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, God.
Fisk is totally behind the cops, right?
I mean, I would assume, especially since he made his blanket statement about, well, the court's messed up with Hector and that they needed to rectify it, and then immediately after he gets shot by one of these Punisher cops, presumably.
Are we expecting a huge twist or like, oh, that's clever, we didn't expect that coming? Because I'm not. I don't know
what they could do. I feel like they've, like, Fisk is such like a character that like he is always at the top.
Yeah.
Like, and if somebody else is the one doing it, it doesn't work, I guess. It's like what you're saying. It like kind of invalidates his character if it's somebody else that's like higher up than him. So it almost has to be him.
But like, you have space at the top for two, and you could always have Fisk go against someone and just show why Fisk is superior in that role in comparison. But I just don't know. They're not building anything else up, so there's like really no mystery of like who, what is happening with the cops. These guys found Nicky Torres. They don't want him to talk for whatever reason, and like I'm just not that interested in the mystery, because like there's nothing to really bite down on. We know that the cops are corrupted. We know that they're intimidating Nicky Torres. My only other guess is it's Vanessa. Or Muse is somehow involved with this, but it's just that weird mystery of like I need more to buy in.
Yeah, unless, and I mean, even worse would be, I don't know if it would be worse or better, but if it is just like a rogue faction of cops that have just started their own like version of Punisher brand justice and just do it between themselves and don't have anything to do with Fisk. I don't know if that'd be better or not. Then it seems so random, and it's like, unless there's like a leader or something like that. But I guess it makes the threat more difficult to deal with, though, when it's kind of more of like an idea.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like to be a Debbie Downer on these like type of shows. I was really excited for Daredevil, but I guess my overall interest in the show is kind of lessening a little bit, because I'm like, the quality of writing isn't quite there.
Doesn't feel like it.
And it doesn't, like, Daredevil, the Netflix series, it was there. It was very late, and it was almost like, all right, you guys are doing too much with the drama. Like, let's get into some action, let's get into... Whereas this show, it's like, hey, we're going to give you some drama, and then we're going to really hit the action button. And when we're not doing either of those, therapy.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe.
I think the next two episodes, especially since it's like a doubleheader, I think this is going to set the bar for the rest of the show. And I think if these two episodes are like spectacular, it'll make up for like this lull in between.
I hope so. I mean,
and if not, then I don't know where the masterpiece is coming from.
A lot of people love the show, so I assume the next five episodes are going to just be breathtaking action.
Yep.
I hope so. We'll see. Expectations. What are you expecting, Brandon?
Well, I'm kind of assuming, since the next two episodes are like a double parter, like we said, that the next two episodes are going to be like the Muse story.
Uh-huh.
And that it's probably going to get like pretty much resolved by the end of those two episodes.
Maybe.
And then we'll get into like the final conflict for the last three episodes, which will probably be Fisk and Daredevil. That's my assumption.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. I was thinking the other way. I feel like Punisher is getting his way back into the show. he's gonna take on the police by himself because he doesn't like his logo being used. And it's gonna be this kind of this like meta story about how Frank really hates when cops or like these agencies use his idea and his logo. Because that is a huge thing in the comics, and it's very, I don't know, it fits very well in this our world that we're in. You see it a lot of times with like police departments, like, oh, there's the Punisher logo on like a police car. It's like you
Doesn't.
don't know who Frank Castle is. He would absolutely hate it. He fights with the establishment. He fights against the establishment, not with the establishment. So, I guess my expectation for the next few episodes, it's Frank Castle burning the fucking shit out of a lot of fucking cops. That's what I'm
I
expecting.
mean,
With Muse slowly creeping up. But I
okay, you
can
don't
see
think
that
we're
too.
okay. I mean, I'd be down for that. I mean, I do hope that that Punisher handles the cop situation. I hope that that is his role in this. I don't see him and like him and Daredevil teaming up, but they don't. I just don't really see the team up like fighting together kind of thing. I know they kind of did at the end of the second season, but it was more so Punisher sniping a bunch of ninjas from a rooftop. And I mean, that kind of goes against everything Daredevil believes in, kind of, you know. So I just, they don't really work well together, I don't think, in that sense. So giving him his own mission to go do, I'm totally here for it. Let's just switch it to the Punisher show and we'll start watching. We'll
And
finish the
that's
season as the
when it gets
Punisher.
good, when it's the Punisher show. Yeah, we'll see. All right, Brandon, thank you. This is it. This is our show. We're done. This is the outro. Bye.